If you've just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548, and I'm laughing at the moment. The messages that I'm getting on my SMS line, 072-786-5520, it's 072-786-5520. There are people that are shouting at me, there are people that are sending good messages here, they're shouting at me is, please stop it because you want us to go to Caribbean, what are you up to? Yes, that's what I'm up to. I want you to go visit those places and see those places. And that's what I'm up to. And the cruises, and you can only imagine how beautiful that is. And I got a lady by the name of Khairunisha. She sent me some lovely pictures. Jazakallah for the pictures, Sister Khairunisha. The pictures here are from a Caribbean cruise, which they did, it looks like. They went to St. Thomas and quite a few other places also. And wow, what beautiful pictures you've sent. Alhamdulillah. And that brings back memories of what we've done on the Caribbean cruises. Lovely pictures, and as the picture that you've sent here, I'll just explain to the listeners, the picture that you sent is, when you get off the cruise ship, and you come onto your small little boat, when you come off, when you're getting off to onto the island, obviously the cruise ship cannot get on, there's no ports on the island, so it stops deep in the ocean, then you come, as you look at the ship now from the island, you're looking at the ship, there's a small little door at the bottom, just, it's in line with the water surface. There's a small little boat that comes there, picks you up and brings you to the island. And as you come to the island, these islands are prepared already, they have a walkway, and in front of the walkway they have an arch with the name of the island, a big welcome sign, and they'll probably have some pictures there, whatever it may be, and they'll have all those, you know, it's like a welcome that they give you. And they take pictures in front there, and when you come back to board the ship, they have all those pictures there. Alternatively, when you get onto the ship, and when you're now on sail, when you're sailing away, you will find that they have an area in front that you'll go there, and all these pictures that were taken on the island are all placed on a wall or on a stand on the ship, and you go and you look for your particular picture there. Obviously you have to buy the picture, but you'll find all these pictures, but they take lovely pictures there. Amazing how beautiful they do it. And that's the pictures that Sister Khairunisha has just sent to me. And I see there's more pictures coming in as well from somebody else. They're sending me some other pictures, and there's a brother also who's called, I think he wanted to come on here, Brother Muhammad Said. Jazakallah for informing me that you've also done this and you've had a great time there. And Alhamdulillah, it's a cruise which you will never regret. So Alhamdulillah, it's amazing. You know, sometimes you really enjoy that. So there are times when you go for a holiday, it's a memory that you bring back with you, and that will be like forever and ever. You don't have to write down what you've done, because it stays in your mind of what you did there. It's so amazing. For example, when we went to Cozumel, I just spoke about Cozumel before we went to news. In Cozumel, it's a Mexican town. So in Cozumel, when you get off onto the island, when you come to the port, you can come into the town. They have a whole lot of horse and carts waiting for you. You jump onto a horse and cart, and you ride around the town on horse and cart. Now that is lovely. That is beautiful. And you look at the guy that's on the cart, who's riding the horse. You'll see these typical Mexicans, short guy, big mustaches, and you'll find him with a big round hat. And you go to sit next to him and sit behind him, and you go on the horse and cart. That is beautiful. That is lovely to see. In fact, I was so fascinated, I took pictures of the guy, the way he was riding, smiling with that big mustache of his. Now you find all that. That is beautiful. That's amazing. And then also on the cruise itself, there's many things that you can do on the cruise. On the ship itself, there's so much things to do. There's so much of, I would say, pastime that you have, that you know, if you are just want to relax, there's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of, besides your dinners that you have, which is very formal dinners, there's other things that you can do also. And after, in the evening, late part of the evening, that's when you enjoy it most, I would say. But that will leave for some of the people that want to go for other types of fun, and you know, where you go and you just chill out and you do. There's people that want to just go sit on the deck. There's other people that want to go and explore the ship and do things. And also they take you for the tour of the ship, of the cruise itself. They take you for a tour to show you how it operates, how the kitchens work, how they cook, what they do, where does the waste go, all that. And it's fascinating how all this is done, Alhamdulillah. And then we spoke about
the Southern Caribbean. Now, Southern Caribbean is, like I said, not so much for the first-time cruisers. If you've been for cruises before, then you go for the Southern cruise, the Southern Caribbean cruise. No one wants to spend the whole cruise on the ship. There are tons of excursions available for those who want to explore the islands. While it can sometimes be cheaper to book excursions locally, it's worth booking them through the cruise. It's better to do it through the cruise. This will ensure you go with a reputable company,
obviously, and it decreases the risk of you getting ripped off by the locals, which will happen all the time. Because they obviously look at the cruise as ongoing business for them all the time. And they give the cruise, the people that are the cruisers, they give them the best deals. So it's advisable that you book a cruise with the, you book a tour with the cruise guys. And you'll get a good deal out of it, that's for sure. And if you choose to book locally, keep in mind that the ship won't wait for you if you're late back. But if you book with the cruise, if you book any excursions with them, even if you're coming back late from whichever tour you went on the island, they will ensure that they wait for you and get you back on board again. So that is another important thing. We had once where there was somebody that couldn't make it back to the cruise, to the cruise ship, and I think they had to then get a ferry and another boat or a speedboat or something and meet us at the next island. And it was a journey, it was a long distance, and they had to meet us at the other island, and they came back on board again. So these things do happen. And then you have the cosmopolitan Grand Cayman Island, which was a lovely, lovely island to go to. And it's the largest of the three Cayman Islands. Whether you're looking for complete relaxation, exquisite dining, and you have these exciting things to do. The awesome underwater sites, or the accessible reefs that you have, there's something for everyone. The water, the beach, discover the nature that makes it extremely beautiful. Now, we heard a lot of Cayman Islands as well. People talk of the Cayman Islands. On the west side of the Grand Cayman, you will find the famous 7 Mile Beach. That's now beautiful. Huh? The crescent-shaped natural wonder with boundless capacity for relaxation, with sand stretching as far as the eye can see. The Grand Cayman's 7 Mile Beach is often rated as one of the most beautiful beaches in all of the Caribbean, and the least populated also. You take a trip into the North Sound and visit Stingray City. And the sandbar where you and your family have the rare opportunity to play with friendly southern stingrays. Oh, that is beautiful, where you're amongst the nature at its best, with stingrays and all this type of fish. Oh, beautiful, man. If looking to get off the beach, you get lost into the luxury of Georgetown. That's right there, where colorful traditional Caribbean style buildings meet high finance corporations, and finish the day off with a sunset cocktail, and you just chill out there, enjoy duty free shopping on signature brands. You have all on the Cayman Islands. You have Versace, Tiffany, Gucci, you have all that also. Many local vendors and craftsmen throughout the districts who work from their homes and are always happy to spend time helping you out and find the perfect gift for you, you'll find them helping you there all the time. And then, while you're there, you'll find you come to a place which is a must to go to, and they call it hell. You go to the place called hell. And I was, first of all, when I heard of it, I said, hell? Where are we going? Where the hell are we going? Hell is a group of short black limestones. It's like limestone formations located in the Grand Cayman, in the Cayman Islands. It's located in the West Bay. It is roughly the size of half a football field. Visitors are not permitted to walk on the limestone formations, but you have viewing platforms. Now, when you picture this, you'll have a pathway going to a platform. And from the platform, you look at this, it's like black. You know, you just see all black. It's like burnt charcoal, I would say, that's protruding high, about half a meter high, each one. But in all, it's like, it's like when you see these caves where you have all these stalactites and melictites, whatever they call those things, you'll find those, it's like that. But these are rough-edged, protruding rocks that's coming from the ground, but massive, and it's black, and in between you'll find some like little water in between. And there's lots of versions of how hell got its name. It's received its name, but there are generally variations on the way it came. They call it, that is what hell must look like. That's what they said initially.
And it also claimed that the name hell is derived from the fact that if you
throw a pebble out into that formation, it echoes among the limestone peaks and valleys and sounds as if the pebble is falling all the way down. Now, that is why they said it's hell, because it's that sound that is there, it's the way it looks, and it gives you that creepy feeling, I would say. And regardless of how it first came to be called hell, the name stuck, and the area has become a tourist attraction worldwide. People from all over come to Grand Cayman. They must visit hell. Featuring a fire engine,
Red Hell Sim post office, from which when you can send a postcard from there, which we did, we sent a postcard, but it came like 6 months later. You send a postcard from there, and it is stamped, postcard from hell. And genuinely, they got it, their postcard from hell, properly stamped hell, and it comes to the address you want it to come to. And there's a gift shop where they have, like, you know, you have this Satan dragon with that horns and with that fork. They have a shop there in front. In front of a shop, they got this thing standing there. It's like, well, it's a picture of it standing, but almost a life-size picture, which you can stand and take pictures next to it also. They have that, and that is the gift shop. And in the gift shop, the operators that are sitting in the gift shop, they would serve you, but they also got these devil clothes of theirs. They've got that red mask and that red horns and the stick in the hand, and those are the salesmen. They help you there. It can be very hot in hell. Obviously in hell it's hot, but in this place called hell,
it can be very, very hot in the summer. Most people picture flames engulfing most of the underworld, when in fact hell is mostly covered in black limestone. Tourists and excessive gist. You find lots of tourists there. Poking out from its lush surroundings on Grand Cayman is a small patch, no bigger than that. Like I said, about a soccer ground, and that's how it's all sticking out, and it looks like that. And according to lots of information that comes out, the busiest hell is busiest because of all the cruise ships that come there and cruise ship tours. They made it a point that they use that particular area as a tourist attraction, and they succeeded in that, alhamdulillah. So, you know, it's one of the destinations to go to. And it's, when I say you do a cruise, there's many things that you'll pick up. Now, when you look at the pictures of hell also,
and when you look at all those pictures that you'll see, you'll find that they have all that limestone things. They have, it's more like a, I would say, when you enter that area, they've got an arch, a massive arch, and it says, "Welcome to hell," and it's Club Inferno. Then also on the island, you have a marine boat, which you can use. You can go on this marine boat. You tour the island with the marine boat, with the marine bus. You tour the island, and that bus becomes, it rides into the ocean, and it becomes a boat. And you ride, and they feed the dolphins on the side, they feed the fish, and from your boat, from the bus boat, you can look over out of the windows, and you'll see all these things. Beautiful, and you'll thoroughly enjoy it. I'm telling you, if you do that, you will have a fantastic time. Do a Caribbean cruise, and that will make a difference in all your holidays. We have this notion of going to all these places that we go to, which we, I would say, is in a more conventional style of holiday.
Do something more energetic, I would say. And that's how you will really, really enjoy it, inshallah. Fantastic. So that's the way it is, inshallah. You can, if there's any other questions you have, my SMS line, 072-786-5520, 072-786-5520. In fact, there's a couple of listeners already that send me so much, quite a bit of pictures and information. And as I mentioned, the first one, they send me the pictures. I see there's a couple of others also. There's so many different
you can go to, so many different towns you can go to that you can visit while you're on the cruise. So alhamdulillah, fantastic. You can have a fantastic time. Now, in recent weeks, we had spoken about Turkey. In fact, about a month ago, I gave the history of Turkey, specifically of what was happening in Turkey. So I made it a history lesson, basically, about what was the history of Turkey and how far back, and the Ottoman Empire and all that. And thereafter, I had many, many listeners asking me, can we go to Turkey? Is it safe to go to Turkey after all those issues? Can we do the tour that were being done, or is it dangerous, or is it limited, is it closed, you know, whatever it is. So I would say, you know, it's many people that have now, some of them cancelled already, unfortunately. I advise quite a few that you need not cancel, just go. There's been people that I know that went, also came back, and they mentioned to us, and we've got some friends on that side, and we've spoken to them, and they've also said absolutely nothing, no issues, no problem, you may go. But there's some new places that were discovered, and alhamdulillah, I haven't been there. I've seen pictures of the places which Brother Zakaria just got back from Turkey, and I would like to talk to him, and in fact he's going to tell us more about his experiences that he had in visiting Turkey this time around, as to previously he went just before the coup, and he's gone again after the coup, and he found that they went to even more better places. And I think we do have Brother Zakaria online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Brother Muhammad?
Alhamdulillah, by Jazakallah for taking time talking to us today. And you know, when you showed me all those pictures of Turkey, and I would say the Maldives of Turkey, it just tantalized us, and you just wanted us to go to Turkey I never knew that Turkey had such beautiful places. And alhamdulillah, you explored that place, and you've come back with lovely pictures, and I want you to tell us more about that destination. But first of all, the safety of Turkey is the notion that people have that it's not safe.
You know, Muhammad, and assalamu alaikum to the listeners of Radio Islam. Muhammad, we've just returned from Turkey about a week ago. And what is the picture which is painted on televisions and in the media, etc.? Absolutely nothing going on in Turkey. Everything is as normal. It's just that, you know, as I said, what the media paints that Turkey is in a real turmoil, and the country is, you know, got some problems. That absolutely nothing, Mohammed. You land at the airport, everything is normal as usual. You know, there isn't any trouble or anything of that sort. It's just that there's a bit of a more security, you know, because of what happened earlier. But everything is normal. No trouble that immigration, customs, not that they're asking you any questions that you are coming from South Africa. So everything is pretty normal. What can I say, Muhammad? Turkey is a very, very beautiful place. A lot of people have been before, but most of the people spend most of their time in Istanbul, you know. People take a break.
So no issues, as in, lots of listeners were asking me, what issues do you have? There's absolutely, and what's the, you know, the I would say the thick air of all the school, is there any thick air there?
And definitely nothing, Muhammad. Everything, as I said, is as normal. It just is how the country ran before. There is nothing that is different. As I said, there's just a bit of a extra presence of police and security, but nothing different, right? And
okay.
It's pretty normal, you know.
All right, alhamdulillah. So you know, it makes such a big difference, that and people have that notion and they have that fear because of what happened. And in the media, I think the media blows it out of proportion. Lots of these things, the media blow out of proportion. And when they do that, it puts fear into us, and we say, you know, we'd rather not go because we are going to get. And I know of listeners that called me and they had cancelled. But I urge them, you know, you need not cancel, because from what we know, we have spoken to the guys on that side also, and they said, no, everything is fine. And they had canceled because of the fear of what was mentioned in the media. So, unfortunately, it happened so. But as you've been there, and you just got back also, and you say it's quite safe, everything is fine. And everything is back to normal again, alhamdulillah. It was just probably for a day or two that all these things were happening. But what's your military activity there like currently?
You know, everything is definitely, as I said, Muhammad, everything is as normal as before, you know. It's just a little bit of presence of police, but nothing different, you know. There isn't any, you know, roadblocks or anything of that sort. There's no trouble at the airport, at immigration. Everything is definitely normal, Mohammed.
All right, alhamdulillah, shukar alhamdulillah. No, that's good, man, that's good. Now, this time around you went, and Turkey itself, it's so huge, and there's a variety
things you can do. You have your city center, which is Istanbul, Ankara, and so on, which is
bustling cities. And then you have the peaceful side of it. Now, you want to just brief us a little of Istanbul first. Some what you can do in Istanbul, which you've done now, right as we speak right now. So we're talking of fresh news. So what you've done now in the Istanbul area and further on within the city centers, and then you obviously explored further out from there. And that is the part we want to hear. But first of all, tell us a little about Istanbul itself.
Muhammad, as I said, many people have been to Turkey before, and most of the people spend most of their time in Istanbul, you know. Istanbul basically is the main area, I would say, which most of the tourists do go to. Basically, it's the Topkapi Museum, which most of the people visit. It's obviously the Bosphorus River, which the people, you know, people spend a day or so, take the boat ride on the Bosphorus. And then obviously there's the famous sites like the Blue Mosque and the Hagia Sophia, which the people go and visit. And then obviously for the people who got some extra time, it's obviously the Grand Bazaar. And obviously, which is a must when you go to Istanbul, is obviously Ayub Sultan, which is a cover of Hazrat Ayub and Ansari, you know. So that's basically the main things which are in Istanbul, you know. But besides, if you go Turkey, if you go towards the south, you know, we've had the opportunity to drive from Istanbul right to the south of Turkey, which is very, very, very beautiful, you know. Obviously, there's a place, Cappadocia, which I'm sure people have been there. Also, they've got this little rock type of hotels, you know, and obviously the famous hot ballooning that goes on in that area. And besides, if you go more south from there, Mohammed, there's a place called Pamukkale, which is a very, very, very beautiful thing to see in Turkey. It's basically, it's a white mountain made out of travertine, you know, surrounded by all brown mountains. And specific, there's one mountain in between which is white in color, and it has these natural pools that have formed with these travertine, you know, this type of rock, which is very, very beautiful. You know, if you people can Google it and see what it looks like, it's something very, very amazing, something which is a must if a person goes to Turkey, you know. So there's something which is it's a World Heritage Site as well. So it's something very, very different, you know. It's a unique thing, which amongst many brown mountains, there's one mountain which is pure white and which has natural pools in it. So there's something.
Now, if we describe the picture that you sent to me, I'm going to describe it to the listeners. If you look at it like this, the mountain that you have the brown mountains, but the white mountain that you're looking at, and the white, I'm talking of. You're talking of white salted. It looks like white salt mountain. That's how white it is. When you look at it also, it's white backdrop, and in the middle of, I would say when you look at it in front, it's like a pool, it's like a trough or a massive trough or a pool in the middle, and water is all accumulated and kept there, or from wherever, is that part of the ocean, that water, or is
water which comes from these other mountains that flows up in this white mountain, you know. So it's got like little terraces with different kinds of pools which have formed, which is natural, you know, Mohammed. So it's a white mountain with these blue waters, and it has like terraces, which is very, very beautiful, you know. So it is definitely something to see in Turkey as well, you know.
All right, now, in fact, I just got an SMS here that reads here, can you give us that name of the place and how do we get there from Istanbul?
It's a place called Pamukkale. There is flights which go from Istanbul. There is a small little airport which there is in Pamukkale, so a person can fly from Istanbul to Pamukkale. Or the other option is a person can fly to Antalya and take a drive up, which is about 200 kilometers to this place. So there is a few options that a person can get to this place called Pamukkale.
Pamukkale, né? The place is called Pamukkale. So whoever is going through, you
ask anybody in Istanbul that you want to go to Pamukkale, and they will direct you to go to Pamukkale. Now, it's such a unique place, and for the pictures that you sent also, and then there's others which you're telling us about and which you were discussing, the other areas which is you have your I would say that open air area where you have like it's more like a forestry area and so on. As you are driving through, which areas are all those? Where is it? How far from Istanbul are all those places?
Mohammed, this place, Pamukkale, as I said, from Istanbul is quite of a distance. It's about 400 or 500 kilometers. And then obviously if you go more south, is the other main cities like Antalya. So a person can do the whole north to the south. Luckily, I have had the opportunity to do a self-drive, you know, so I had the opportunity of seeing the whole countryside of Istanbul, which is from Istanbul all the way down to Antalya, going through different places like Kosahya, Demirci, and Denizli, Pamukkale, etc., which is very, very beautiful, which is more of the countryside with all these mountains and driving through the forest, you know, which is also something very, very unique and different to Turkey, what the people normally see in Istanbul, which is obviously a city, you know.
That is the thing. When we talk Turkey, many a times, lots of our listeners, when we talk Turkey, and when they say they're going to Turkey, it's you'll just find them going to Istanbul and out again. And when you go to Istanbul also, they go into the Grand Bazaar, they go to the Topkapi Museum, they do the different masjids and so on, and that's it. That's Turkey. But there's so much more to it than Turkey. From what I gathered now and what I've seen, I myself haven't explored that part of Turkey from what you're explaining to us now.
Gee. So as I was saying, Mohammed, from Antalya, the other option is a person drives towards the west coast back up to Istanbul, which is similar to our drive that we have in South Africa, like, example, the Chapman's Peak drive. So this is for kilometers upon kilometers that the person can drive on the coastline of Istanbul, and very, very beautiful towns in between, towns like Kemer, which is a very, very beautiful seaside resort as well. Obviously, there's other small little seaside towns as well, as in like Adrasa, Marmaras, which is also a very, very famous tourist attraction, which they have very, very nice beaches. And we get a lot of European tourists that come mostly to these areas. And how can I say, Mohammed, it's got very, very beautiful beaches with turquoise waters, which are something very, very different, you know. So that is the other option as well. And we had the opportunity to go to a little island which was previous a Greek island, which is towards the west coast of Turkey as well. It's an island called Yakşe Ada. You take a ferry which gives you about a 2-hour ride which comes to this Greek island, which is very, very beautiful. If you people see these pictures of Turkey, of Greece, like the Centenary Islands, etc., it's exactly the same like this, Mohammed. It's a small little island. It has about 2,000 or 3,000 people, but it has absolutely beautiful beaches, white sands, and the water color is very, very beautiful. How can I say, Mohammed?
Is that part of Turkey as well, or is it part of Greece?
At one stage it was part of the Greek islands, but now it's part of the Turkish islands. So
it's part of the Turkish side.
If a person really wants a few 2 or 3 days to go and relax on that island, and say you take the ferry across, a ferry leaves every 2 or 3 hours. And
what's the island called again?
It's an island called Yakşe Ada. That's the island. It could be seen if it is Googled. It is spelled a bit differently, but that's how it is pronounced. Yakşe Ada, Mohammed.
Yakşe Ada.
That's it.
Yakşe Ada. So that's an island on its own. Now, if you're going on that island, are there any resorts, like massive resorts and so on to stay there, hotels and resorts?
Yes, definitely. It's a small island. So there is a few resorts on the seaside, and obviously in the city center there is a few hotels as well, which is a very, very peaceful, relaxed island. The food is available, there is no problem for halal or anything of that sort. So the food is there, Mohammed, and it's a very nice island to go and relax and spend a few days in that part of Turkey.
I've got an SMS here that's just come in, and they're asking, they say, Istanbul, people always say Istanbul has halal. Is it a fact that Istanbul is halal?
Mohammed, I would say since Sayyid Erdogan has come in, he's made definitely much changes to the country. It's not like the previous times that there was alcohol and things of that sort that have been sold. Most of that has been taken out from the restaurants. The people who are in the restaurants and the people who own these restaurants, you can see by their appearance, Mohammed, there are people who have changed. They tell you that we don't sell any type of alcohol, and they say we are most welcome to go into their kitchen and have a look and find out from the local people where they are getting their meat and stuff from, you know. So most of the people, I would say 70% to 80% of the food in Istanbul, Mohammed, definitely I would say it's not a problem to eat in any of these places.
Alhamdulillah. That was the biggest fear. In fact, previously, that was the fear of many people, because lots of times they would say halal, but you would find they had alcohol on the same table, and it was very different then. But like you just mentioned now, there has been many, many changes, and this we know for a fact, there's been changes, and strict halal rules are now applying also, so it makes a difference for us. So
But, you know, in any part of the world, for that matter, we must be careful ourselves also. Just take care.
You are more comfortable in knowing that yes, there is halal. You know, it is genuinely halal in most of the places.
Most definitely. As I said, Muhammad, they are so these people are so open that they say, you know, that you can come into my kitchen, have a look at my kitchen. If you want to ask the people around there, ask the local people around there. Definitely, there's plenty of changes which has been made in Turkey itself, Muhammad. So most of the alcohol is falling out. Most of the people have changed their concept. And definitely, obviously, it's up to the individual to obviously do their checks as well. But from my side, what I've seen, Muhammad, most of it has changed. And most of the food in most of the places are halal in at this time.
All right. Yeah, I've just got one listener that sent me a message. So it sounds confusing. It says, it is not for children, only for adults. You know, I would say, okay, you do have tours, you do have all these tours that you have in Turkey. Children can enjoy just as much as an adult would, I would say.
Most definitely, Muhammad. As I said, the people have been going many times, and most of the people have been spending their time in Istanbul, which obviously there is much for children to do. But if the other parts of Turkey, you know, if the people go to the south of Turkey and to the other areas of Turkey where they do have these beachside resorts, then there is definitely a lot of things for kids and for children to do. You know, that island which is there, which has got very good beaches, you know, family-friendly beaches. They've got resorts, so there's a lot of things for children to do, you know. Obviously, if people spending time in other parts of Turkey, you know.
So it entirely depends where you're going, but if you're like only going to go to Istanbul, for example, children are going to get bored because of what you're going to do there. There's not much. You're just going to all the different masjid tours, you're going for the Bosphorus, you're going to the Grand Bazaar, you're going to the Coffee Museum. Children will get bored. But as you mentioned now, that there's all these exotic places that Turkey offers and Turkey has, those are the places where children can go to then, or children will enjoy more there.
Most definite moment, as I've pointed out, those places is a place called Marmaris, which is very, very beautiful. It's also it's a seaside resort, so there's plenty of things for kids to do there. There's a place called Kemer also. There's a place called the island I spoke of, Yorkshire Ada Island. It is all very, very nice places for people to go with their family. So there's plenty of things to go that side. And obviously there's Cappadocia if the person wants to spend a little time in that little old type of a historic city with that type of rock hotels and there's that hot air ballooning. So that is very, very nice. Obviously Pamukkale. And there's plenty other things, Muhammad. Sure, there's so many names to mention, but obviously towards the south, if the person has that time, there's a lot of activities and there's a lot of things for people to do with their family.
Brother Zakaria, yeah, the message that came in here, they say, Salams, can your guest please spell give the spelling of that Greek island that you mentioned, which is Yorkshire Ada. Can you give us a spelling according to this?
I will have to just check on one of the brochures that I had. Obviously, this Turkish spelling is a bit different. It's spelled the Yorkshire Ada, but it's spelled with a G. So when I do have some time, I will go and see on one of the brochures exactly how they spell that name, Muhammad.
I'll pass it on to the listener then, because they send me the SMS, I'll pass it on. You'll send it to me, then I can pass it on to them, because it sounds interesting, especially like if you're looking at all those places. Now, many a times we tend to go for a holiday. For example, we'll go to the east, wherever it is. And when we book our holidays, with agents, and we get an itinerary from them. And that itinerary takes us to all these tours that they have within the city and so on. Many a times you'll find that they will not give you these tours that go right out the way you're talking of, going to these islands, going to that white mountains and so on. You wouldn't get anybody just giving you that. Now this is when you, like you said, when you went, you had the opportunity of going with your own personal driver from Turkey and from Istanbul, and he took you to these places. So that's where you can explore, and that's why we got you on here now to explain and tell our listeners there is more to the city that you go to than what you know of than what there is.
Most
so, exactly, this is what we talk of. Go out and explore more than what is... like, many a times you'll find people will ask, for example, if they would ask me when I went for the very first time I went to Turkey, I was in Istanbul. I did my Istanbul tour. I did everything finished, done, and out of Istanbul. And that was Turkey for me. Now, further, we learn that Turkey has more to offer than what we saw and what we experienced at that time. So it makes a difference.
Gigi, there's much more there's much more to Turkey than what I've seen, Muhammad. I've been to the south and on the western side of Turkey. Obviously, if you go towards the eastern side, there's towns like Trabzon, there's places like Rize, There's much more to see in Turkey, Muhammad. There's a place called Suli Urfa also, which is a very, very famous place. People have been there before. Apparently, they say the catapult which was used to throw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, say the catapult is still standing until today. So besides the south and the western part of Turkey, Turkey is a huge place, and there's so many other beautiful places to see in Turkey as well, Muhammad.
And there's lots of rich Islamic history also in Turkey, if you have to really go and explore, eh?
Yes, yes, most definitely, Muhammad. As I said, the place called Urfa, which is a famous Islamic site as well. Obviously, there's a place called Konya as well. I'm sure some listeners have been there as well. They say that Jalaluddin Rumi, I think he is buried in that area. So there's definitely a lot of Islamic history in Turkey itself.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Zakaria, you know what, you've just brought a whole new view on Turkey again. There are messages that are coming in already, but whoever wants more information on Turkey, can I refer them to you?
Most definitely, Muhammad, to my best of ability, I can give them whatever advice I've got. And obviously, for the places that I've been, I can give them some background on the places, some hotel names, etc. So the people are most welcome to give me a shout. And yeah, definitely, if a person wants to go to Turkey, besides Istanbul, there's much more to see in Turkey itself.
There's a listener who just SMS me now telling me that you need at least 20 days there to do what you're telling us to do.
Muhammad, there's so many things at least. You need to see the main sites of Muhammad. 20 days.
I think 20 days for what you're telling us, I think 20 days is also too little, huh?
Obviously, Muhammad, as I said, I did the self-drive. I had my own, my friend in Istanbul. So we've driven most of the time from the north to south. But obviously, if the person wants to fly, obviously the time is shorter. You can fly from Antalya, you can fly from there's a few airports in the south of Turkey. So if the person wants to save that time, you can fly, which is an hour and a half, 2 hour flight, But obviously, by driving, it takes a longer time, but you see much more than being in the air,
Definitely. No, our SMS line is always 0727865520, 0727865520. If you want any information, Brother Zakaria is prepared to help us, inshallah. And you've just, like I said, you've given us a whole new look on Turkey. So there will be people that will want to go, inshallah, that are still deciding to go and are deciding on a holiday. And what's the weather like in September, October holidays, October holidays in December, January?
This time of the year, it was in April. When previously I was there in March, April, Istanbul, Kotahya, Dimirci, those places were but on the colder side. To this time of the year, July, August, towards the south, it is a bit warmer than the earlier months. So I think the best time, Muhammad, is I would say. Now it gets into summer, So I think that time, like December, January, February, March.
It's too cold at that time. Because you're above the equator, so December, January will be very cold. If you're going further up north, even.
So I think, March, April, May is okay. That's the time that I think it's not too bad, Mohammed.
All right, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah, Brother Zakaria, Jazakallah for taking time on the Sunday morning talking to us about Turkey and also telling us more of what we never knew, alhamdulillah. And it's first-hand experience. You've just come back from there, so you've got your first-hand experience. And Jazakallah for sharing those thoughts with us, inshallah.
No, definitely. People should go to Turkey, inshallah, and we'll see the other places. It's really, really beautiful. If anyone needs any, as I said, I am available. Muhammad can give my numbers, and I'll see where I can try and assist them, inshallah.
I've just got you an SMS before you go off. Salam's planning to go to Turkey in October. Can we take food from home? Is it allowed? And what will the weather be like in October?
Muhammad, food is not a problem. I went this last time I've been, and there's no any trouble with taking food into the country. It's not a problem at all, Muhammad. October, I'm sure the weather should be okay, Muhammad. As I said, this time of the year was towards the south. It was hot. It was 30, 35 degrees. So I'm sure by October the weather should clear up and it should be a bit better, inshallah.
Okay, so so October should be fine, inshallah. Jazakallah for that. Jazakallah for taking time and sharing your thoughts with us, inshallah. So I think we should ask Erdogan to give you a commission.
Really, Mohammed, he's made a I can really praise Mr. Erdogan. He's made a really, really a great improvement to the country. Every masajid has been renovated. Every masajid carpet has been changed. Everything on the country since Mr. Erdogan has taken over, everything has changed. He's made special lanes for blind people to walk. So many changes, Mohammed. The roads, the public facilities, the transport, he's made a real change to the country. So Allah keep that man in power. Allah use him.
Inshallah.
He's been in a tremendous difference to Turkey.
Alhamdulillah. Zakaria, we went over time today, but it was very interesting. Alhamdulillah, I really enjoyed today's program also. Jazakallah for joining us on this Sunday morning. Jazakallah, Brother Zakaria.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. This is something so nice where you have personal experiences of somebody that's just been come back, and they give you first-hand experience and who's done some extensive tours also. So Alhamdulillah, that is what we look at, and that's what we enjoy doing also. Alhamdulillah, shukr Alhamdulillah. There are many SMSs that have come in. We cannot fulfill all those SMSs, but inshallah we'll try and cover up. If there's any information you want also, Brother Zakaria is prepared to help us. You may SMS me on 072-786-5520. I'm also on WhatsApp on the same number, the 072-786-5520, and we'll be able to pass information on to you, inshallah. We'll be able to help you with information. And Brother Zakaria, now that he's been there, he'll probably give us more insight into what he's done there, because the picture that he sent me was just amazing, and that's what took me aback. And that's why I thought, let me just tell our listeners more about a place which we never knew of, Alhamdulillah. Now, that's about it. And there's quite a few questions I'm getting about the cruises also. I've got a question here that's asking me how many day cruises, how many week cruises, what cruises are they? Now, you get the 7-day cruise, you get the 10-day cruise, you get the 14-day cruise. Like, for example, I'm very quick, I've got to get off also. The 7-day cruise, you're looking at the Southern Caribbean cruise, which is from Saint Joao, Barbados, Saint Lucia, Saint John, Saint Martin, Saint Thomas, and back to Saint Joao again. There's a 7-day cruise. Then you have the Western Caribbean from New Orleans, which is New Orleans, Cozumel, Roatan, Harvest Cay, Costa Maya, and back to New Orleans again. And then you have another one, which is a 10-day cruise, which is from New Orleans to Cozumel, to Grand Cayman, to Roatan, to Santo Tomas de Castilla, Harvest Cay, Costa Maya, and back to New Orleans again. That's a nice one. And New Orleans, lovely. When we went to New Orleans also, I was just taken aback with New Orleans when we went for the tour. And we went, they took us to the tour of the cemetery. They do not bury in the ground, they bury in a wall. Because they say if they bury in the ground, the next morning the body, because of the water or something, the bodies come out of the ground. So they bury on the wall. They have massive walls with huge boulders, which they pull the boulders out, they push the body in, and they push the boulders back in again. And after a while, when the bodies disintegrate, they then open it up again, they put a brick in front, a small little layer, and they push in another body, and they push the boulder back in again. We went to that cemetery. Oh, I tell you, that was hair-raising. That was hair-raising, Alhamdulillah. And, you know, you experience all these things, Alhamdulillah. So that is lovely, man. That's nice. Now, before we go off, we're already out of time, but before we go off, I think I got 2 minutes which I can just read something to you. And like I always do, and that is about mommy. Say, slow down, mommy. Slow down, mommy. There's no need to rush. Slow down, mommy. What is all the fuss? Slow down, mommy. Make yourself a cup of tea. Slow down, mommy. Come spend some time with me. Mommy, slow down, mommy. Let's pull boots on for a walk. Let's kick at piles of leaves and smile and laugh and talk. Slow down, mommy. You look ever so tired. Come sit and snuggle under the duvet and rest with me a little while. Slow down, mommy. Those dirty dishes can wait. Slow down, mommy. Let's have some fun. Bake a cake. Slow down, mommy. I know you work a lot, but sometimes, mommy, it's nice when you just stop. Sit with us a minute and listen to our day. Spend a cherished moment, because our childhood will never stay. This is to all the hard-working and wonderful mummies out there who are veritably Allah's gift to humanity. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.